This is Fresh Air. In the 60s and 70s, the British band The Move went through so many personnel changes it would take a genealogist to keep track of all the bands it spun off. Distant relatives include the Moody Blues and Paul McCartney's old band Wings. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward remembers The Move.
If you've got a young kid, particularly a boy, you know that dinosaurs are really in these days. In rock and roll, though, dinosaurs are all too prevalent, remnants of an era that won't go away. Still, from time to time, you have to look at them and realize that rock and roll dinosaurs have evolved from something that was once young and spry. And for a couple of good reasons, that reminds me of The Move. For one thing, The Move were heavy. The band started in 1966 when five of the top musicians in Birmingham, England, left their high-paying copy bands to form a supergroup. A crafty manager from London saw the commercial potential in this and signed them up. Their first record, Night of Fear, was unabashedly psychedelic, supposedly about a bad acid trip. The song had that trademark heavy bottom that would make The Move famous. Actually, one of their next singles, Flowers in the Rain, got them headlines.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching for I couldn't stand it anymore. So Mary goes upon my eiderdown. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain.
Their manager sent out a flyer announcing Flowers in the Rain that showed Prime Minister Harold Wilson in bed with his secretary. Wilson sued, and all the royalties from the song went to charity. This was the same manager, incidentally, who figured that if The Who got noticed smashing their instruments, The Move could do them one better, and soon the band was destroying television sets, appliances, and small automobiles on stage. Drummer Bev Bevan later wrote that although the band got cut up, it was a small miracle the fans never did. Between the Flowers in the Rain lawsuit and internal friction in the band, The Move were never able to parlay their British success into an American tour and subsequent chart action. By the time Blackberry Way, their first and only number one record in Britain, was released, two of the founding five members had left, and in 1970, vocalist Carl Wayne left to be replaced by Jeff Lynne. Immediately, two things happened. One, Roy Wood was no longer the only good songwriter in the band, and two, the band announced it was committing suicide, that The Move would evolve into the Electric Light Orchestra. But before that could happen, The Move took off in America. People really started reacting to Wood's fantasies in songs like California Man. It was really nothing more than a British fan's take on American 50s music, but in 1972 it had an impact. And then there were Jeff Lynne's songs.
I see no man.
was actually a hit twice, once for The Move and once for the Electric Light Orchestra. Lynn and Wood stuck to their promise, though, and folded The Move into their grandiose new project, which rapidly became one of the most bloated and pretentious chapters of rock and roll history, a real dinosaur. But I'll always remember The Move with affection for a lot of things, not the least of which is a song about a dance called the Brontosaurus.
Her sister used to hate it, so I never thought she'd make it. But she threw you all, supposing in a tango wrapper. She won't let you stroke her head, but if you move away, you're dead. She'll just break you up before you realize it's happened. But she can really do the Brontosaurus, and she can shoot a heebie-jeebies for us. I'll tell you know what she's really got, so she can do it now. Do it, do it, do it.
Hey, you don't think they knew what they were turning into, do you?
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.